College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Super Bowl is coming up real fast this weekend. Chiefs versus Eagles. And some crazy stuff always happens around the Super Bowl, Steve.
Absolutely.
But we're not just talking about on the field, are we?
Off the field, on the field. So I've come across some of the crazy Super Bowl scandals. And I figured I'd do a little Super Bowl scandal showdown between the three of you.
Oh, God.
A little Steve Aoki remix for the Super Bowl.
Because
it's in Vegas.
Nice.
All right, I come across some insane Super Bowl incidents, and you have to guess whether or not they really happened or I'm just making them up. So I'll go around the room. I'm going to start off with you, Taryn.
All right.
This one is titled The Streaker. Happened back in 2004 for Super Bowl 38 during the infamous wardrobe malfunction game that happened between the Patriots and the Panthers, remember, with Janet Jackson.
Yes.
But there was a British streaker by the name of Mark. He stormed the field wearing nothing but a referee uniform, which, of course, he removed. He managed to dance around midfield before security tackled him. Did it happen?
You know what? There was already a lot of craziness going on that day, so I'll say yes, it actually happened.
You are right.
Woo!
Here's the funny part. He actually bet on himself, literally. He placed a massive wager on himself with one of those prop bets, like whether or not there would be a streaker, and him and his buddy walked away with thousands of dollars.
Now I remember this.
That's brilliant.
That is so brilliant.
All right, let's move on over to Danny. Danny, this one happened in 1989. It's called the fake bomb scare. Super Bowl 23. A man in Miami tried to bring a fake bomb into Joe Robbie Stadium right before the 49ers game against the Bengals. He was arrested at the gate when security realized that his device was nothing but wire stuffed into a shoebox. Did it happen?
I'm going to go, no, it didn't happen.
Danny, you are wrong. It did happen.
Oh, wow. Man.
Here's the best part when they asked him, well, why are you doing this? He goes, it was just a joke.
Yeah.
Joke's on you. You did not make it into the game.
Nobody's laughing anymore.
All right, let's move on over to our friend Sarah over here. Sharing some of the more crazy Super Bowl scandals that have happened over the years.
Let's go.
This one happened Super Bowl 48. Unfortunately, that was the one where the Hawks lost to the Patriots back in 2015. And it's called the Not Yo Tacos. I mean, Not Yo Nachos, Tom. During the game, Tom Brady was fined by the NFL after scoring a touchdown, grabbing a nacho from a fan in the end zone, and eating it. Did it happen?
Yes.
You are wrong.
Oh, it sounds like a Tom Brady thing, doesn't it?
He is a douche.
Yeah, he's a little hungry.
Or he's a fan of nachos.
I'm a fan of nachos. I think more people should eat nachos while they're playing.
All right, Taryn, let's move on over to you.
Yeah.
This one's called The Safety Hooker. Back in 1999, Super Bowl 33, the Broncos beat the Falcons. But on the night before the Super Bowl, Falcons safety Eugene Robinson was arrested for soliciting an undercover cop posing as a hooker.
Oh, no.
Did it happen?
This happened.
It absolutely did.
Yeah.
Here's the best part of that story. Hours before his arrest, again, he was soliciting a hooker. He was awarded the Bart Starr Award for High Moral Character.
Wow.
And then he even got burned during a big John Elway pass, which helped the Broncos secure. It was a rough weekend. Ooh. I mean, started off good. He got an award for High Moral Character.
Also, he's an NFL player. Why is he hiring a hooker? He can probably just get a regular chick.
Sometimes he just wants no questions asked, I guess. I don't know. I've never gotten inside the mind of a pro football player that needs a hooker.
Well, back in my single days, there would have been no questions asked. You're a pro football player. Come on.
All right, Danny, let's do one for you.
Let's go.
This one's called the Lombardi Trophy Heist. Happened back in 2013 at Super Bowl 47 during the Ravens 49ers Super Bowl, which the Ravens won. A drunken fan tried to steal the actual Lombardi trophy. Did it happen?
Yes, it did.
You are correct.
Yeah.
Woo!
Dude dressed as a stadium worker. He snuck into the trophy display area right there. He's like, this is my opportunity. And he grabbed the trophy and tried to run off with it. Thankfully, there were other security guards there and they tackled him. And they're like, well, why do you want to do that? He says, I wanted to get a selfie with it.
Well done.
Yeah. So just get the selfie. Just, don't take it.
Well, also, just let this guy have the selfie. Then arrest him.
All right, let's do one more. But first, dance breakdown. Vegas is screwed. People are just going to be partying so hard.
Isn't it in New Orleans?
It's in New Orleans.
Which is also they're going to be partying so hard.
You said that earlier, and I was like,
you know what it was? I think they switched. It was originally, never mind.
They were in Vegas last year.
That's why.
There you
it
go.
Was supposed to be in New Orleans last year, but because of Mardi Gras, they switched it to Vegas, and this year it's in New Orleans. We'll edit all that out. It'll all make sense later. All right, one more. This one's called the Super Slumber Party.
Oh.
Super Bowl 51 in 2017. After blowing that 28-3 lead, Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan refused to leave the stadium and ended up sleeping there due to his disappointment. Years later, Matt's teammate running back Devonta Freeman joked about it and said that was the dorkiest thing he's ever seen a teammate do after a loss. Did this happen?
I hope not. That's really sad. I'm saying no.
You are correct.
Okay, good. Can you imagine him all alone in a stadium that he just lost in?
I bet there are players that refuse to take their gear off for a while until they finally have to come to terms with the fact that the season is over.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hopefully we don't get any crazy stories like this, or hopefully we do.
I hope we do.
And let's go Eagles.
Yes.